On this day, December 7, here's some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day in 1940, in Rochford's Hall in Hall, Mr. Phil Furley conducted a community concert and dance in aid of the Red Cross Patriotic Fund. Guests won various prizes offered by others, a cake dish, a lace doily, a tin of tobacco. The prize of the night went to Mr. A. Bolton, a fat sheep. He redonated the animal, and it later realised 17 shillings at an auction in Bruce. On this day in 1950, the Canberra Rep's director told the theatre company's annual meeting that the Rep had, by its own reckoning, matured from the status of amateur theatricals to community theatre. The Rep, founded in 1932, in 1950 had achieved everything it set out to do, said its director. It had staged a play by an Australian author and one for children. It had presented 8 productions in all and doubled its box office takings and audience. And that same day in 1950, the Canberra Times reported, and yes, they really did report this sort of thing in the newspaper, Mr. and Mrs. W.A. McLaren of Deakin had taken a flat in Wollongong for 2 weeks and were hoping for plenty of sunshine and surf. On this day in 1970, the manager of the Gowrie Private Hostel told a parliamentary joint committee on the ACT that the 2,500 people living in Commonwealth hostels, plus many more at university halls of residence, were clear about what they needed from the city: opportunities to meet and know people. But many found so little to do here on weekends that they left the city in despair, the manager said. 80% of hostel dwellers viewed Canberra on Sundays as, quote, a morgue. On This Day is produced at ArtSound FM. Listen to episodes online at artsound.fm under the Programs tab. On this day, December 8, here's some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. This evening in 1870, at Oddfellows Hall in Queanbeyan, in aid of the Queanbeyan District Hospital, solos, duos, quartets, recitations, and musical melange were kept by a rendition of the national anthem. One musical number exemplified the tenor of the evening, Married to a Mermaid, a 1740 song by Eton-educated Thomas Arne. Arne declined his father's wish that he study law, and instead snuck out the theatres and learned to play the spinet. His popular Married to a Mermaid tells of a gay young farmer who lived on Salisbury Plain. He loved a rich knight's daughter dear, and she loved him again. But he went off to sea anyway, fell overboard, and ended up, yep. On this day in 1960, the Italo-Australian Club presented tenor Ferruccio Tagliavini and mezzo-soprano Pia Tassinari, who had married in 1941. They appeared often together at opera houses around the world and on recordings, although Tagliavini's star had rather faded about the time of his Canberra appearance. Among the couple's recordings was this one of Puccini's Tosca. Opening its season in Canberra, the Australian Opera presented a memorable Fidelio in which Beethoven expresses his belief in the essential brotherhood of man, as Canberra Times reviewer W.L. Bill Hoffman put it. With singing of a high calibre and Rosemary Gordon a triumphant and radiant Leonora, John Copley's production captured the superb cohesion and blazing conviction which makes Fidelio the noblest of operas, Hoffman wrote. He added that while Fidelio may not be generally regarded as the greatest opera ever written, I think it is. On This Day is produced at ArtSound FM. Listen to episodes online at artsound.fm under the Programs tab. On this day, December 9, here's some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day in 1910, the Queanbeyan Observer commenced a new fiction serial. There was no word on who wrote The Interloper, but it began, a loud report, the thud of a heavy fall, then silence. Afterwards, the clearing away of pistol smoke, the cry of a startled owl, and the sound of footsteps. Then out of the shadows of the copse, the figure of a man appeared, creeping stealthily towards the still form that lay with face turned up to the sky. It was summer, and the heat was almost tropical. Turns out the shooter is a desperate convict, and he seeks to adopt the identity of the man he has just plugged, a gentleman, not on purpose. Soon a dwarf appears. There was no bad TV in 1910, but for bad fiction one needed to look no further than the pages of the local paper. Also on this day in 1910, the annual Queanbeyan Hospital Ball took place at the Cuppercumberlong Woolshed, with first-class music and excellent supper, dancing from 8 p.m. It almost didn't happen. The Observer's columnist, Bergen's mate, had earlier reported that there had been a whisper of an inquiry passing round among the young and fair ones as to whether Cuppercumberlong shearers were going to hold their annual hospital ball. But they were, and all ladies were cordially invited, so fair ones needn't miss a jolly night at the foot of Mount Tennant. Free bus from Queanbeyan for ladies. In 1970, the Australian Opera continued a four-day run of operas at the Canberra Theatre, on this day with Puccini's Turandot, set in the Chinese court of a ruler of the same name. And yes, it's the one with the show-stopping and, in recent years, almost unavoidable Nessun Dorma. With first-class singing and playing under conductor Vanko Kavdarsky and colourful staging, the production was a magnificent spectacle, wrote Canberra Times reviewer W.L. Bill Hoffman. But Hoffman, never shy of offering his opinion, stated bluntly, Turandot is not a great opera. On This Day is produced at Artsound FM. Listen to episodes online at artsound.fm under the Programs tab. On this day, December 10, here's some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day in 1950, the last meeting of the year was held of the Outdoor Sketch Club at Jerrabumbra Creek early in the morning, a Sunday. Students from the Technical College swelled its attendance to the largest of the year. On this day in 1970, apparently a slow news day, David Hill, a theological student living in Reed, was reported to have devised a harmonium that did not require the laborious operation of foot pedals. For his vacuumonium, Hill had hooked up his 18th century harmonium to a vacuum cleaner, thrown into reverse and cased in a box under the keyboard to dampen its whir. Hill was about to play it at the St. Mark's Fair in Barton at St. John's Parish Hall. That event would be a fundraiser to bring an overseas ecclesiastical scholar to Canberra, one who ideally would not suck either. Also in 1970, the Canberra Opera continued its four-night run of presentations at the Canberra Theatre with Verdi's The Force of Destiny. It was an enthralling evening of truly glorious singing for those who love Verdi opera, and that surely is all constant opera-goers, pulsating with life and brilliantly sung, said the Canberra Times' W.L. Bill Hoffman. Romantic age Spain springs into vibrant, passionate existence, its sombre citadels and stark shadows reproduced in the brilliantly atmospheric settings designed by Tom Lockwood, he wrote. He judged that the stream of passionate melody makes the force of destiny outstanding even in Verdi's output, even if the libretto is, alas, incurably confused. In a singer's opera, if ever there was one, Elizabeth Fretwell was a wonderful Leonora, strongly supported by Neil Warren Smith as Padre Giardino, Donald Smith as Don Alvaro, and Robert Ullman as Don Carlo. On This Day is produced at Artsound FM. Listen to episodes online at artsound.fm under the Programs tab. On this day, December 11, here's some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. In 1970, for the first time in Australia, the world-famous Hungarian Roma musician Jonas Matthias, billed as Matthew Jonas, performed in Canberra all week. He was with his Gypsy Orchestra, with guest stars members of the Royko, or Young Roma Orchestra, which the Hungarian government set up in 1952 to encourage the art form through rigorous training of young Roma musicians at the orchestra's Budapest Academy. Also in 1970, an exhibition of John Coburn's paintings opened at the now long-departed Macquarie Galleries. Coburn was on the verge of becoming a leading Australian abstractionist who would soon find great success in tapestry design. His tapestries for the Sydney Opera House, Curtain of the Sun for the Opera Theatre, and Curtain of the Moon for the Drama Theatre were restored last year. Several others hang in the John F. Kennedy Centre for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C., and the Vatican Museum in Rome. In 1970, Coburn was profiled in the Canberra Times as Canberra's only full-time self-employed artist, working from a converted garage in a family home in Garran. He was here on a one-year posting at the Canberra Technical College while employed at Sydney Technical College. On This Day is produced at ArtSound FM. Listen to episodes online at artsound.fm under the Programs tab.